"It was awful," says Gary's wife, Joni Marquardt, with a laugh. The Marquardts' neighbors, Bruce and Carol Hedblum, were exposed to Gary's playing, too. No inhibitions, Bruce says, diplomatically. "I would have given up," adds Carol. "Instead, Gary took lessons. We were all hoping he would get better," says Joni, "and then he did. He even passed his audition on the third try." Through BAA, Gary volunteers at funerals roughly 100 times a year. "I don't play perfect every time," he says, "but it comes from the heart." When he's not playing a funeral, he's often found at local cemeteries honoring veterans. Be they Civil War era soldiers or casualties of a more recent conflicts, he always leaves a penny on each stone, symbolizing the pittance of his service compared with theirs. But why so committed? Turns out Gary, now 68 and comfortably retired after selling his document services company, got a pass in his 20s. He was all but certain he'd be heading to Vietnam after college until a bleeding ulcer intervened.